WNCW presents this week some more to the story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We got a couple of topics to get into today. One concerns about quality of care at Transylvania Regional Hospital since HCA Healthcare took over ownership. The other one, there's opposition to another Dollar General store in Transylvania County. We're talking about Transylvania, so that takes us to our guest reporter from the Transylvania Times, Matt McGregor. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
First of all, talk about Transylvania Regional Hospital. This very same thing came up, the quality of health care and concerns recently with Mission Hospital in Asheville, also now run by HCA. How did this come about there in Transylvania County?
Gibbons Advisors, they're a health care advisor firm who work for ANC Healthcare, the winding down entity for Mission. As a part of the deal between Mission and HCA, Gibbons, this healthcare advisor firm that apparently they don't deal with the public, they advise. So as a part of the deal, they go to the different counties where there's Mission Health and HCA has taken over. They conducted a series like town hall meetings. The town hall meeting that came here was the Unitarian Universalist of Transylvania County Church, and it turned out to be one of the most intense meetings I'd ever been to. It was very crowded, and a lot of people had a lot to say, and what it quickly dawned on them was that Gibbons Advisors, Ronald Winters, was there representing them, did not have a lot of the answers, and what he was there to do was just to listen. I think a lot of the people in the crowd came with the expectation that there'd be answers to their questions, and there was a lot of confusion, specifically over whether or not one particular facility in Transylvania County at Transylvania Regional Hospital was closed or not. He had been told it was open. They had been told it was closed. We later got an answer that it was open. And the meeting went on, and a lot of the things heard in the meeting were just shocking. One man had reported he had thrown up, and it had not been cleaned up for 3 days. So there was just a lot coming out of that meeting that we've been gathering questions on and getting answers.
So truly those with the firm that were there representing HCA only wanted to listen, so they take that information back to those paying for their services.
Right. That was what he kept reiterating, Ronald Winters. He kept reiterating that he does not work for HCA. He works for ANC Healthcare, and that the concerns would be transcribed and given to HCA for them to consider. I think the frustration, though, was definitely that there weren't answers. Attorney General Josh Stein has given HCA Healthcare until March 11th to respond to some issues raised throughout these meetings that were submitted to his office.
And today, being the 11th, it'll be interesting to see if HCA is followed through, and I'm sure you guys will be writing an update on this as soon as possible.
I sent an ask us to HCA. I haven't heard anything yet, but I've gotten word that we're supposed to have a phone interview maybe sometime today or tomorrow on it.
Our guest on More to the Story here on WNCW is reporter Matt McGregor with the Transylvania Times. We're going to move to another topic now, and that is about Dollar General. Now, so many of us know where a Dollar General is. If we've even been inside the store, these stores can be found about anywhere, no matter how small the town or what country road you're on. That seems to be the big thing that's happened with these Dollar General stores, operating some 15,000 stores in all, and I believe 800 or more here just in North Carolina. So, Matt, what's the issue of a new one coming to Transylvania County?
It would be the seventh one in Transylvania County. The proposed site is in a floodplain beneath a historic church built in 1893 called Cars Hill Baptist Church. It would be off US 276, a very scenic corridor, but the current regulations on that scenic corridor are just related to signs. There's no zoning in the county, there's zoning in the city. As the permits started to roll in, people started to speak out at the county commissioner meetings, and it became clear that the commissioners could not do anything according to, well, just the basic fact that there's no zoning and legal issues around that. They can't prevent an establishment, like a commercial establishment, from being built. As the situation developed, the protesters of the Dollar General came to two different meetings, but it became clear that they could not do anything, the commissioners. And the most recent thing that has taken place is a protest music video had been filmed near the site. The No Dollar and the Holler protest song, just off Duck Pond Pottery on Greenville Highway, which is Highway 276. It was directed by our local Western North Carolina director, James Suttles, with Suttle Film out of Asheville. We're supposed to be seeing it here pretty soon. Pretty Little Goat wrote the song and performed the song.
You've been talking about those who are in opposition of another Dollar General coming there, but what about the other side? Those that say, hey, it's convenient to where I live. It's right there in my neighborhood, and it might even create a job for me or a member of my family.
Within about 4 miles, you'll get to a Dollar General going up into Cedar Mountain. So what will happen there is there'll be two Dollar Generals within 4 miles of each other. And it's kind of redundant because if you're driving to Cedar Mountain, you have to already drive by the one that's already built. But I could see benefits to people who live up there and can't make it all the way to Ingalls in the city. But at the same time, there's one in Cedar Mountain. Yeah, I mean, it's convenient. Dollar Generals are convenient.
And I understand, thanks to social media, that those in opposition have something new that they put online.
There's a new series of videos on their webpage, No Dollar in the Holler, in which individuals are just speaking about what that particular area means to them and what it looks like to them when they have the opportunity of driving by and seeing the cows and seeing the old church.
There is actually a website.
There's the No Dollar in the Holler public Facebook group, which is where a lot of the information can be found on the music video, keeping up with all that, and the new individual videos that started to come out on March 8th.
For those of you listening that are in and around the area of Transylvania County, I know you'll want to stay on top of the ongoing news involving the subject matter we talked about today, and you can do so through the Transylvania Times. Matt McGregor, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
You can also find podcasts of More to the Story on WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.